As a creative, how do you know what to focus on next?
Do you ever wish life had an undo button? Walking the balance between business and the creative life can be hard. But Matt and Shelby are here to attempt to answer the tough questions, so you don't need an undo. Presented by Made by Things, this is the Command Z Show.
And we're back. Another episode of the Command Z Show. Shelby, how are you doing?
I'm good. It is raining here. Raining a lot. Chance of tornadoes again in good old Heartland. My dog is on my lap. If you hear any really intense panting, it's because he's scared of storms. So just a warning. But there might be, you know, some little panicked breaths in the background.
Yep. If you hear any sirens and Shelby disappears,
there was a tornado.
I've had to seek shelter.
You start seeing the room spin around, you know, if everything turns into Technicolor, there may have been a tornado.
No, Shelby is so dedicated that the back wall behind her could be just flying away and she'll still be holding on to this with her legs flying in the background. Yep. Yeah, I can see that. So, crazy weather been going on.
Crazy weather. But that's actually, just saying, a really good segue into what we're talking about with distractions a little bit today. I know, distractions of tornadoes and the room flying away, but we're still creative through it. So I can get into that question because that was a really, really smooth segue, if I do say so.
Almost, yeah. It was. I would give it a solid 5.5 out of 10.
Nice. Good though. See, that's above average. There we go. We're doing okay. Above half, maybe not average, but above half. That's fine.
It's true. It's better than mine where I'm just like, anyway. So I just go straight for like a 1 out of 10 segue because I'm like, all right, well, let's talk about the next thing now.
You always know when Matt wants to end a call when all of a sudden he says, anyway. I just think about all of your secrets.
I feel bad because I know that everyone knows. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know, like you just reach a stopping point in conversation sometimes where it's like, this is the best we're going to get out of this. Let's all go home now. So, I don't know. Anyway, let's hear it.
All right. Our question of the day. As a creative, how do you know what to focus on next?
Yes. I will start by saying I think it's a really common thing for artists and creatives, anyone related to the creative field in any way, potentially all just people in general, are very easily distracted. And I guess I've found that creatives might be just slightly worse at being able to focus on any one thing for too long. I think about like a lot of the projects that I've started that just never got finished. The projects that you, for me specifically, it's like I'll buy a domain name because I'm like, this is it. Like, this is the new idea. And I'll get into it for maybe a week or two, and then I never think about it again until the time comes for renewal on that domain name. And I'm like, oh, I remember that. I generally think that being distracted as a creative is actually kind of a good thing, though. Because it's one of these things that, like, the more sort of connection points we have in the world, the more ideas that we sort of experience or know about, the more connections we can make in our brain to more creative ideas, basically. So the first thing I guess I'll say is I don't necessarily think that being distracted is a bad thing. It just needs to be kind of harnessed in some way, because you can't just always do 5% of every idea that you have. There are some ideas that you need to be able to commit to for a long period of time, even when you don't feel good about it, and be able to finish those things and be proud of them and let them, I don't know, kind of fly out of the nest, I guess. Because I guess that's the other thing that I see often. Like, I see a lot of people that have what they feel like are really great ideas, and they run with it for a very short amount of time. And when I say short amount of time, I'm honestly talking about anywhere from anything less than 6 months, I feel like is way too short of a time for any single idea that you firmly believe in.
Yeah.
So, and that includes like, okay, if you have like a film idea, or if you have like a business idea.
Yeah.
And if you're only willing to go podcast idea, we'll even say, like, if you can't make it past 6 months, then it was a short amount of time. You never actually gave it a fair chance. That's generally how I feel about them.
Yep.
So I see a lot of that, but then I also see the people that are able to complete projects, I also see them not being able to completely walk away at the end of that. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of dwelling on, oh, I wish I could change this, or I'm going to get in there and change this thing or replace that. And it's like, nope. There's sort of this sweet spot where you have to make sure you're putting yourself into something, but also once it's done, it's got to be done. And that's your chance to sort of move on to the next thing. Go ahead.
No, that is so, so true. I have that issue with dwelling of, okay, I know that this needs to be finished, but it can't quite be finished because I'm a perfectionist. And I feel like a lot of creatives are like that. But also, like, at the same time, like 2 years ago, I decided that I was going to become like the crochet queen. I was a crochet queen for about 2 weeks. I got really good at it. I made a crochet bowl, but you know, it's like, what can you do? It's something though. Like, I really find a lot of value though. And like, okay, I'll try this thing out for 6 months or less. And I learned a skill. That's great. That's awesome. I learned a skill, you know, just trying out like a new hobby or something. But if you're really, really taking a creative endeavor seriously, whether, you know, like for me, I'm usually making films or writing scripts or something. I need to spend, you know, at least 6 months. And if it's less than that, I need to be spending, you know, maybe 4 months writing a script, leave it for a little bit and then come back to it with fresh eyes. But, you know, the whole 6 months doesn't have to be all at once. But you should probably be spending that much at least total on one project. If you really want to see it through and like make sure that you did a great job on it, if it's something bigger or a business endeavor, you know, follow through with it. And if it's not working, also be willing and understanding to let it go though, too, I think. And that's part of the don't dwell on it longer right. than you should thing.
Right. It's really difficult to, I get, you know, going back to the initial question here, it's really difficult to figure out what you should be doing and what you should be stopping. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the second part to this question almost, is like, how do you know what to stop doing? And maybe we kind of can get into that a little bit, but I guess starting with what to focus on. For me, it all starts with writing. I have a ton of ideas, most of which will never see the light of day. And I'm okay with that. And it came to the point where I'm like, you know what? Let me just write these things down. Let them be a crazy thought. And if I still can't stop thinking about that thing, I kind of have like these levels that I take things to. Like literally taking things to the next level, right?
Yep.
And it all starts with writing. It starts with a funny idea, usually. And I say funny because most of the ones that I don't do are probably funny. But there generally seems to be a little bit of comedy in everything that I do, which is really weird. So one idea, like I always bring this idea up because I think it's like, it's just a funny little one where it's like, you know what? Someday I would love to have like a restaurant or a food truck or something. So I started thinking one day, like I almost do this as like an exercise. Like, okay, if I was to start one, like what would it be? Like I have no intention of buying a food truck and starting a food business right now, maybe later, but like not right now. But it's just fun to sort of explore a little bit and like figure out some of the details. And maybe this is where I'm like really weird, but like I'll try to figure out like cost of goods and all this stuff and try to figure out like, okay, if I did do that, like what would even be the, like how much would this cost and what would be like the expectation of what to make? How many, like what staff would you need? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I sort of like work through all these things. It's sort of like my doodling at this point. And more often than not, I'm able to just kind of put the idea down after that, let it be a thing that takes up a couple pages in my book, maybe put a post-it note in there that just says like crazy food truck idea. And then I'm on my way. Like that's sort of like my short-term fix for like just needing to do something creative. But there's some ideas where it's like, you just can't stop thinking about it. And then at that point, it's like, okay, well, yeah, now you kind of need to escalate things here, because if I still can't stop thinking about this and I still think this is a good idea after sleeping on it for a while, like then this is something that I probably need to, yeah, just be able to focus on a little bit more for a little bit longer. Every idea looks a little bit different on like how I would progress with it. If it is like a film idea or something like that, it's like, all right, let me storyboard this thing out. Like, how would that work? Or writing that script out and like really seeing it outside of just kind of my journal pages.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point for me, there could be different projects at different points in time. Like you said, it's not all the time. Like, it's not always like 6 months, like straight consecutive all the way through. You focus on nothing else except for this thing for 6 months.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, I don't know, you just kind of have ideas and they sort of come up. But the thing for me is like, once I escalate things, I always know at what point they sort of are. And I guess I try to have as few amount of ideas that I'm sort of proceeding with at any given point. But at the same time, like, I don't know, I can look in my journal right now and basically see where I'm at with like all these like weird ideas. And I shouldn't say they're all weird ideas. Like sometimes they're things to do with Made by Things and the business. And they're like, oh, you know what? Like, what if we did this? Like, what if we just completely changed the business model and did things this way instead of doing it this more traditional way? And you sort of, again, you go through all the planning and ideas and figure out the logistics of how to make something like that happen. And sometimes every so often, I don't know, it just kind of keeps me awake a little bit in a good way where it's like, oh man, like this is something. Like I'm struggling to like poke holes in this idea. And if I can get to a point with an idea like that, then it's like, all right, like, am I going to do this? Like, and I guess that's the thing. Like at a certain point, you can't do everything. Like you can't run with every single idea that you have.
Yep.
And that's, I don't know, that's the part that gets me more than anything is that, like, yes, you have to be able to focus on the right thing at any given time. Like what things are you going to proceed to the next level? But also at the same time, like you said, you also have to figure out which ideas it might be time to die. which ideas might have to die? There it is. and I guess that's the thing, like no idea like has to die. It just, you need to just intentionally say, I am not going to work on that right now. And be able to say, this thing now takes priority over this other thing. Is any of this stuff making any sense at all? Yeah. I feel like I'm really yeah. scattered right now.
I think it makes
visualizing sense. It in my head as like a series of tunnels, but
I think this makes complete sense. And something within this that I think is very interesting, and like I suffer from this all the time, and I think I've been able to position myself in a way that, okay, there are two kind of different sides to me, which allows me to branch off in different ways. If there's very producer Shelby, where it's like, okay, these are business ideas that Shelby can follow. These are, you know, buttoned up professional ideas that Shelby can take and play with. And then there's writer Shelby, which she can just be weird and she can just go do strange little things because writers have the, you know, kind of the unique ability to just be strange, which is great. And those two people are able to exist kind of within that same space, but in completely different, you know, areas. They're taking up different spaces, which is great. I think a lot about, and this is my Roman Empire, you know, the thing that you're thinking about all the time. The writer Sylvia Plath in her book, The Bell Jar, she wrote about the fig tree. And I love this analogy so much of it's somebody sitting at the fig tree and they're watching it grow up around them. And they're seeing all these different figs everywhere around them. And they can pick any of these figs and they want all of them at once. But they don't know which one to pick. They don't know which one to follow. And because they're not making the effort to go forth and pick one of these figs, they're all dying around them. And fewer figs are coming up and they're not able to select one. And soon, if they don't pick something, they're all going to be gone and there will be nothing left. And I love that idea, especially like when she was writing that at the time, you know, it's the 60s and for her, it's a lot of like women are trying to find their place in the world. What fig are they going to pick? And I think that really speaks to creatives because we want to pick all the figs. We want everything at once. We want to be able to follow every single branch. And we have to be kind of strategic in what we want to select and which ways we want to go. But also be able to be free with our ideas. And I think that's why, for me, I've really tried hard to separate the two different sides to me and my career. So that way I can, you know, go to both sides of the fig tree and kind of select as I want to.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's a really, really cool way of looking at that whole thing. You kind of do have to have like these different sides. I guess, you know, for me, it's like, yes, like I have these certain, I don't have a name for them, but like, yeah, you have these certain like moods or modes or mm-hmm. whatever, where you're just like, let's get the ideas out. And then you kind of have that focus side where it's like, okay, now the ideas are out, which ones are worth staying and which ones kind of need to go.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of different kinds of projects. I've done an animation business. I've done events. I've done card games. I've done books. And it all is around this idea of like, I don't know what's going to be the best idea, but I know why those things, I know why they ended up winning. Like I can almost like trace them back now, like yeah. from being made and like trace them back of like, why did this idea become more important to me than others? And there's so many different factors in that. I think it comes down to just people on a personal level. But I guess like outside of that, what I would say is, yes, there are times where you have to be able to focus. And that's, I think that's one of the most difficult things for people is to figure out, okay, what ideas should I be rolling with? What, I go to softwares as well. Like people are always asking like, oh, what software do I need to learn next? And it's like, well, you can learn a bunch of them if you want. Like, you can literally spend the rest of your life just learning software and not actually doing anything with them outside of that. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it would basically take a lifetime just to learn some of these more complex things. I guess for whatever reason, my mind sort of goes into music again. And we've kind of talked about this a little bit more before, but there are certain bands that like will just stick to their lane and only make things like in their style. And it might not necessarily even be like their favorite type of music to listen to, which I always find to be incredibly interesting, is that they've sort of found their little space and they're okay. Creatively, they are good to just kind of keep going in that. And it's kind of like this idea of like, should you specialize in something or should you be a generalist in things? And for me, I've very much chosen the path of the generalist. And I don't necessarily think that's the right thing. So it's kind of, I guess it's a little tough for me to be able to give advice on this specifically, because I've just sort of followed where my mind is going at any point. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, you want to make a book? Let's make a book. Like, let's figure out. Let's go through all the steps and learn how to do this thing. But I also do that with the understanding that if I do this, I am taking that time away from something else that I could take the time to be even better at.
Yep.
And that's the struggle, right? Where especially like right now, you know, I have a whole team of artists that I lead, and it does make me feel a little bit guilty sometimes, where I'm like, I really shouldn't be messing around with like these ideas, because like that focus would be much better suited for this right here, right? Mm-hmm. But I've never regretted like a single like idea that I've had that I decided to run with. Now there's been a few that just haven't worked out at all. Like I've tried to start like communities, like creative community, several times now at this point. I'm probably somewhat done trying that one, but like it's something that I'm like, man, this is a tough one, because I'm like, I know that this is a great idea and I can see why this is needed in the world. And I believe that I specifically am uniquely suited to tackle this challenge. But at the same time, every idea that I try, it just doesn't work for whatever reason. And I've tried to analyze to death all of the ideas and or reasons why that might not be. But I guess that's what I'm saying. Like some ideas just aren't there. And we kind of need to accept that they're just not good. And a lot of it is really like having this sort of formula for like you personally, like what are the ideas that you will proceed with and what are the ideas that you won't? So at this point for me, I have this sort of like umbrella where if it's like, okay, if it doesn't fall under this umbrella, then I just can't do it. Like even if I'm interested in it, I need to just stay away from it. So while there's still a lot of things that I will do, there's things that somewhat interest me, like real estate, for instance. I'm like, okay, that's kind of interesting to me. And like, I take more time than I probably should learning about it. But also whenever it really comes down to it, I'm like, you know what? If it doesn't have a sort of creative component to it, then somebody else is going to be better suited for this.
Yep.
Now, if I can one day find a way to connect those things, and it's like, and trust me, I do have ideas. They just cost a lot of money. So I haven't done any of them yet. But like, if I can find a way to combine like, okay, yeah, I guess I'll find some of those. We're currently seeking investors for Matt's creative ideas that blend with real estate. If you are interested, please dial one. We should do that. Touchtone podcast. That'd be some next level stuff right there.
There you go.
Choose your own adventure. I like it. See, there's the ideas.
There's the idea.
They don't stop.
Yep.
So having an umbrella of some kind that everything sort of falls under, that's kind of something that keeps me a little bit more focused. And I don't know. There's definitely times where I push on that.
Yeah.
Like what I will and won't do. But ultimately it kind of comes down to like, is somebody else better suited to do this thing? Like why me specifically? Mm-hmm. And if I'm not uniquely suited to do a certain thing, then it's just like, no, I can't do it. Even no matter how much I want to, I will still just say it's not for me. But also, like I said, though, like if I can find a way to do something in a more unique way, that I feel like maybe only I can do, which maybe sounds really egotistical. I know that everybody can do anything, but I don't know. There's certain things that you learn along the way on your path, and when you can start using those things, I don't know. It sort of helps you figure out which ideas to roll with, I guess.
I am what TikTokers say is delusional most of the time. And I pretty much think that I can do whatever I set my mind out to do. So no, I don't think that it's egotistical at all to say, okay, well, I know that I am more uniquely suited to do this thing and that I will do it better and I will do it how I think that I should do it. It's a really good Spark song called When Do I Get to Sing My Way? And it came after they had, I love the band Sparks. Everybody should listen to them. But it came after they had like about a 7-year gap in their music. And they just had a really, really hard time. And they came out with When Do I Get to Sing My Way, which is essentially, you know, My Way, Frank Sinatra song. When do I get to sing that? My way. When do I get to actually bring my ideas out? When do I get to bring my own perspective? When do my ideas get to have their spotlight? And I love that idea because we are all very uniquely suited to do things our own way. You know, I followed a path down history for a long time. For a while, I thought, oh, maybe I could be like a medical illustrator or something, like maybe I'll go down medicine or something like that. And I ended up not going down any of those paths. And not to say that like, maybe I won't follow a path at some point. Because you never know, you know, I never know where my ideas are going to take me. And, you know, something that's really great about being a creative is we kind of have the ability to explore things when it relates to other projects and, you know, dive into different research. But where I am right now is I've found a place where I know that my unique abilities, my understanding of things, you know, positions me in a different space than maybe somebody else would. I mean, a lot of people can produce, right? A lot of people can write. We all have that within us. I mean, really, if you're good at organizing, you could probably be a producer. If you were good at English in high school, you could probably be a writer. But my perspectives allow me to be uniquely suited to do something different than how somebody else would do it, or to tell a different story than how somebody else would. And that doesn't mean that I am better than someone else. It just means that it's different and that I'm allowed to follow different ideas, to pick different figs that maybe somebody else wouldn't. But it's just being selective about which one of those things we're supposed to follow, you know, which one of those, you know, moments when we get to sing our way, you know, when to look out for those and how not to get distracted from them, from, you know, maybe I want to do real estate or something similar. It's, I'm uniquely suited to do these other things and that's okay. And I'm in my producing and writing era. And Matt, maybe in 10 years time, you will be in your real estate era. But it's understanding what you're uniquely suited for right now, I think. And I love that, though, because it does allow you to grow. But it also allows you to be realistic with what your skills are and what you bring to the table.
Yep. Yeah. I think it's really easy to feel guilty again about like having a lot of ideas but not actually doing anything with any of them.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the first thing I'll say is about ideas is that there's also people that put way too much stock into an idea that they have, thinking mm-hmm. that that's like the thing.
Yeah.
And it's just not. Like, ideas are relatively easy if we're really being honest.
Yep.
What's difficult is actually taking the time to create a thing and build it out and then iterate on that thing, because you're not going to be right that first time. And I think that's the other thing that kind of deters people away from moving forward with their ideas, is they start to face a little bit of resistance, thinking that, oh, the market hates the idea, or it's just not a good idea at all. When in reality, it's like, no, you just need to rotate a little bit, look at this from a different perspective and change it a little bit, and then see if that fixes the thing. And that's why, like, again, if you're not willing to put in at least 6 months of time into an idea, then you probably just need to focus on something else at that moment. I do believe that certain people might be a little bit more gifted or able to take on multiple things at any given point. That shouldn't be a surprise to everybody, I don't think, yeah. Right? Some people are just good multitaskers, I guess. And if you're not one of those people, like, you can't look at it like a disadvantage. You just need to look at it like, okay, well, this is how I am, and I need fewer ideas to proceed with at any given point. And if that's the case, you just need to understand yourself and understand your situation and be able to build a framework for yourself that's going to work for you, right? A lot of these ideas, again, like, a lot of my mind is kind of in the business world at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, the business of creativity, but like, from a business perspective, it's like, all right, what am I supposed to be focusing on as a single founder? That doesn't have a co-founder. Like, I have to do everything myself.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not looking for sympathy there. it is interesting to me to see like how co-founders, whether that's two or three or more, like, work through the workings of a business. And there's definitely times where I'm like, man, like, that would be so much better if each person like was able to focus on certain areas like all the time and not have to be all over the place. Mm-hmm. But truthfully, it kind of works for me and my personality and thinking. If you see that fly
going
across, he is just not leaving me alone today.
I keep getting distracted.
He's massive.
It's another one of our distractions.
I know. yep. it kind of plays into my personality a little bit to be as just a single founder, where each day I essentially have planned a different area of the business that needs my attention.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how I try to stay focused in general, is just scheduling things. Like, I don't know how normal it is, but over the course of like a 15-minute period of time, my mind will seriously just keep jumping from one thing to another. I'm like going to Wikipedia and then just clicking on all the links that you see at any point. Like, that's how my brain feels a lot of the time. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate to that. But I also know, when I'm scheduled to do something, I also use a timer for this specific reason. So I put a timer like, okay, as of right now, you are working on this.
Yep.
And when I set timers, it helps me really stay focused in one thing for a certain period of time. I truly believe that's one of the things that's probably helped me the most. Just a distracted mind having set timers and put it in a place where it is visible. And anytime that you go outside of that, you're just, I don't know, kind of pulled back in shortly after anyway, if it's visible.
Yep.
But for me, it's every day of the week, it's like, all right, you have 1 hour each day of the week to just really focus on the business and all the different departments that are sort of involved in it. And no, I'm not able to put as much time into certain things as somebody that has co-founders might be able to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't move as quickly as other businesses might be able to, but I'm also okay with that. Like, and I think that's another big part of this. Like, how do you know what to focus on? I generally feel like a lot of people are sort of trying to just make it big immediately, like win the lottery, and then just sort of be able to quit after that.
Yeah.
I generally think that's what most people are looking to do in whatever industry they're doing. Like, they're trying to find the billion-dollar idea, and then they just want to have all the money and then think that that's the end of the game. And I think that was another realization for me, is like, when you take a step back and you realize that, like, you're not, this isn't a race, right? Like, yeah, at a certain point you're going to die, but the goal isn't necessarily like, okay, get all of my ideas out into the world before that happens.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's really where the joy comes from. The joy comes from when you are able to pinpoint the things that you really want to spend your time with, and you enjoy them. And one of my favorite movies, this is so cliche and lame, is The Pursuit of Happyness, Will Smith.
So cliche and lame, Matt. Oh my gosh.
I know. I know. It is. So it is lame. But there's one line in it where he talks about how maybe we weren't meant to just like arrive at happiness. Maybe the happiness was always supposed to be in the pursuit. Right? And for me, while I wish it was easy to say like it's in the pursuit, like it's not always that way, but like it's just a good reminder, I guess, that, are you looking up the movie right now?
No, I have another quote that goes along with this, but yes. Continue. Nice.
Yeah, so I wish people could experience that a little bit more, I guess. Like, mm-hmm. experience that, hey, maybe the happiness is actually in that sort of journey of pursuing these ideas. And again, it's so much easier said than done. I get it. And maybe that's something that's just kind of come with getting a little bit older, where like I just don't feel like I'm necessarily in a race anymore to get all my ideas out into the world.
Yep.
Like, now what's more important to me is choosing the right ideas, not just making them all come to life immediately. Go ahead. Let's hear your other quote.
I was just thinking, because I think this is so funny, the way that our brains went off in two different areas. If you went, the pursuit of happiness, like, what is happiness? I went to the Thomas Hobbes quote of life is nasty, short, and brutish. And what totally polar opposite directions for our brains to go. But this is why we work well. I think it's so interesting, because that is such a pressure of life is nasty, short, and brutish. You got to get the ideas out. You got to get ahead. You've got to go, 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 go. And I think a lot of that is like hustle culture. And and I wish that this was something we could move away from, because we should be selective in our ideas in thoughtful ways. Because time is, like, we talk about money, we talk about whatever. Time is the greatest resource that we have, because we don't have a lot of it, and you can't purchase more of it. No matter what you do, you're not going to get more. And honestly, the thing for me is, like, if I really believe in something, for me, who's crazy busy at all times, to actually put the energy and the time into it, that says something about that idea. I actually believe in that. And for anybody else to want to put their time into it, especially something that I'm working on, that's the highest compliment. I mean, it's one of the things, I mean, I make independent films where nobody's really getting paid on any of these things. So for somebody to say, yeah, I'm going to take a summer and work with you on this, like, that's the best compliment you can receive, because they're spending their time on that. That's the distraction that they have picked. That's the idea that they have picked to spend their time on. And that's kind of the best thing that you can have, is for somebody to do that. And then, of course, beyond just weighing the time, you do have to weigh the other resources of, you know, how much is this going to cost? Will this make me money? And then also, will this make me happy? Because obviously we're in a business. Businesses need to make money, but businesses also need to make people happy. It needs to make you happy. It needs to make the artist happy. It needs to make, you know, clients happy. It's very important, because otherwise, I mean, what are we doing this for? Especially being a creative. I mean, I don't think anybody goes into the creative industry because I'm going to make a ton of money and I'm going to be a millionaire and that's what I'm going to do. No, you do it because this brings you joy, because you're a creative. And you need to be able to weigh those ideas of, does this make you happy? Will you still be, you know, fiscally okay? And is this what you want to be spending your time on?
Right. It's interesting how you brought up money first. Usually that's me.
I know.
it's a great point though, because I think that's always a part of it, right? And I think it kind of goes back to like, okay, everyone has ideas, and like, I think we've all been there at some point where somebody else creates this thing and we're like, that was my idea.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, it wasn't yours. Like, multiple people can have the same idea at the same time. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly what it was. There was some invention. I wish I could remember this, but it was actually like invented in three different places in the world at the exact same time, completely separate from each other. Oh man, I really wish I could remember what it was. It was something important that we use all the time, but it's like, how did that happen, you think? And it's because, you know, new things come out, new ideas spark new ideas. And if several people are inspired by the same series of inventions or technologies or whatever, it's totally possible that several people can have the exact same idea at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, for me, like, anytime I do have an idea, I always assume that I'm not the first one to think of this. Yep. I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know. It just makes me feel a little bit better knowing that I'm not the only one that's kind of thinking of the same thing. At that point, it is kind of easy for it to become a race at that point of like, oh, I need to get there before that person. It's like, no. Like, yeah, maybe there should be some urgency with, again, all the ideas that you proceed yeah. with, but even those ideas are going to be done in completely different ways based on the experience that you have. So, you know, if you have a great idea and you're just kind of sitting on it and you're saying, this is the thing, first of all, be prepared for somebody else to launch that idea out into the world, because if you're not moving forward with it, somebody else most definitely is. Let's get to some final thoughts here. You go first.
Yeah, I'm gonna run with just that idea of there's all the ideas. Everybody's also having probably very similar ideas that you're having. That was something that I learned when I was in grad school. It was like my last semester, and they said, okay, you know, you're working on your thesis scripts. What are your ideas for your thesis scripts? We pitched them, and they said, okay, well, there's probably five other writers working right now just in America on the exact same script. Because if you're having that idea, right, somebody else probably did too. And you need to be able to make it distinct in how your voice would tell this story, and not just, you know, fit an algorithm, but who are you and what does it say about you and your voice? And I know, just going back to the original question, as a creative, how do you know what to focus on next? I think, again, it's measuring your resources, your time, your money, your happiness, where you want to be, if it supports the goals of where you want to be in maybe 10 years. Because I think it's, you know, we talk about this a lot, Matt, of, you know, it might not have short-term effects. You know, what you're doing this week may not impact what's happening in 2 months, but it could impact what's happening in 2 years. You know, this is a podcast episode that somebody could be listening to 2 years from now. They're just going back and listening to old episodes, and all of a sudden this sparks something completely new. We don't know. It's your actions have long-term effects, and you may not see those immediately. So that's something else to measure, because it may impact your goals in ways that you couldn't have foreseen. And you don't know where you're going to be. So I think it's just measure it well, take time to be reflective and thoughtful, and understand what your goals are and if these ideas actually support them.
Nicely said. I will say, going back to the question, how do you know what to focus on next? I really believe that's kind of like trying to figure out the ideas that you have, almost listing off the reasons on why you shouldn't do that thing. Mm-hmm. And really, and maybe it sounds kind of negative or pessimistic, but if there's enough reasons why you shouldn't do something, then go on to the next idea. Like, you'll have more. Like, no. It's not like you just get one idea every I don't know, month or something like that. That's actually one of the things that I enjoy about writing, is that I'm sort of trying to reward my brain for coming up with ideas. It's almost like a little treat of serotonin every so often, because it's like, okay, well, it's almost like I'm completing the idea, because like the idea is there and then I write it down. And I sort of trained my brain to come up with ideas on a moment's notice.
Yeah.
And I was never intending for that to happen, but like, that's 100% what happened. But again, like, yeah, you just, having a lot of ideas is a good thing, but being able to edit those ideas and try to figure out, I mean, based on like what you were saying, there's a lot of different factors that go into which ideas to proceed with. But for me, it's very much, if I can't check all the boxes, then no, it doesn't proceed at that point. It stays an idea. It still was cool that I explored that idea for a little bit. Yeah. But you kind of have to be ruthless, I guess, a little bit in the ideas that make it far. Mm-hmm. Again, don't feel bad about putting your time into something that ends up being a bad idea. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, if you got to the point where you've discovered that it's a bad idea, it's like the Edison quote of when they asked him how long it took him to create the light bulb, and he said it took him 10,000 attempts. And I'm really butchering this right now, but he didn't, what was it? I didn't fail.
He learned 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
There it is.
To be really honest, he probably wasn't discovering those ways to make a light bulb. I mean, if we want to get into some Edison tea, but we'll ignore that for now. It's for different podcast episodes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, it is probably a different podcast. Was it Tesla?
Mm-hmm. It's always Tesla. I will die on that hill. Anyway, that's definitely for different podcasts. We'll have a whole time. We'll have a whole episode where Shelby just goes into little historical things. Anyway, yep. Moving on. Go back.
Yep. All right. Well, you know what? That's probably a good stopping point, actually. Anyway, don't be afraid to do things 10,000 ways, to learn what the right way to do something was, right? We got to kind of treat this like a big science experiment sometimes. And I think it's cool. Nothing wrong with that. All right. It's been fun. Shelby, you made it through the episode without being taken away by a Technicolor tornado.
We're doing so, okay. I think it's chilled out for a little bit. And this afternoon, it's going to hit us again. So wish me luck.
Yep. Good luck. All right, everyone else, thanks for listening, and love you, bye.
The Command Z Show is created by Made by Things. And if you have a question you would like us to discuss, you can send a message at cmdz.show. And if you like what you hear, leave a review. We'll see you next week with a brand new show.